CFRC 101.9 FM or from anywhere at CFRC.ca. Thank you for listening. This is Helen Humes.
Take can stay put. I get so tired of the earth underneath my foot. I ain't the kind of man who can settle down, work real steady in some dull old town. That's not for me, I'm telling you, bud. I got that river in my blood. Inside like a raging flood, I got the river in my blood.
I got the river in my mud. I got the river in my blood.
I got the river in my blood.
I got that river in my blood. I got the river in my blood. I got the river in my blood.
You say
plan for?
Life is a gamble.
Life is a gamble.
For the Witching Hour, live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
Welcome back, guys, gals, non-binary pals. You are listening to Different Circles here on CFRC 101.9 FM or at cfrc.ca. Thank you for listening. We opened up today's show with Helen Humes, Living My Life My Way, and this is from 1951 on Modern Records, Shellac. This is the B-side to I Ain't in the Mood, and I love this song. After that, we heard Big Mama Thornton with Hard Times. Big Mama Thornton hit the charts with Hound Dog 3 years before Elvis did. She was the first to record Lieber and Stoller's Hound Dog. In 1952, it became her biggest hit, 7 weeks on the Billboard R&B charts, and in 1953, it almost had sold 2 million copies, which is incredible. She also wrote and recorded the original version of All in Chain. She was largely overlooked by white audiences during her lifetime. That's, I hope, since been rectified. Thorne's work inspired imitation by Elvis Presley, as mentioned, and Janis Joplin, who recorded versions, one of Hound Dog and then Janis Joplin with Ball and Chain. She was inspired, Big Mama Thornton, by early blues singers such as Bessie Smith and Memphis Minnie, and you can really hear that, but she is a striking performer all on her own. And another week I should do a whole show about Lieber and Stoller and all the incredible music that they had a hand in. A really unsuspecting duo to have been involved in so much incredible music. Worth unpacking a little bit of that there. After that, we heard Steve Carman with River My Blood from 1958. This was the B-side to Nighttime on Mercury Records. We then followed it up with Tom Jones. Yep, that one, What's New Pussycat, but this time it was with Lonely One, a true belter from 1967, released as the B-side to I'm Coming Home on Decca Records. We then went into Preacher with Life is a Gamble. That's what we closed this set off with. That was from 1973 on Column Records. It can definitely be found on a Numero box set, I'm sure. Coming up, we're going to stay in this vein just for a moment and then switch it up completely. That's what we do in different circles. We're going to start off with Booker T and the MG's Time is Tight, and then I'm going to go into Dilly Dally with Believe just for a little short set, and then come back and play some Psych and other tunes. So please enjoy these. I'll talk more about them when we get back. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Different Circles on CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca. I'm your host, Dina. We just played you a couple songs there. First, Booker T and the MGs, Time is Tight. Time is Tight, an instrumental recorded by the band for their soundtrack to the 1968 film Uptight. Worth checking out. We then went into Dilly Dally with Believe, a real switch up from 1968 all the way to 2018. This was from the album Heaven. Dilly Dally were a Canadian alternative rock band from Toronto. They announced their breakup last March, but I really enjoy this song amongst others from them. Speaking of Canadian bands that I enjoy, locals The Strange Happenings have released a brand new album out today, Realm Lord. Check it out. We've already heard one song off of it. Now I'm going to play two songs from it. I'm going to play Fishman and Horned Toad, and then I'm going to go into a couple other psych songs. But stay tuned for these great songs and more on Different Circles. Thank you for listening.
Fishman breathed underwater.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Different Circles here on CFRC 101.9 FM or from anywhere at cfrc.ca. I'm your host, Dina. Let's talk about some of the music that we just heard there. We closed off with one of my favorites, Food Brain Liver Juice Vending Machine from Benson, or Social Gathering in English. It's from 1970 off of Polydor Records. Before that, we heard Rocky Erickson with Red Temple Prayer, Two-Headed Dog, and that's from the Holiday Inn tapes. And if that name sounds familiar, Rocky Erickson is from the 13th Floor Elevators, which I've played here before, another psych band, an earlier psych band that I really love. And then a current psych band that you can enjoy this weekend, and I'll tell you more about that in a moment, but The Strange Happenings. I played Fishman and Horned Toad from their brand new album, Realm Lord, out today, so wherever you can, look it up and find it. And if you would like to see them play live, they are going to be playing this weekend when Oscillatorium Music Lab returns to Wolf Island and Maggie's Farm for their 7th Ritual Commune. This Labor Day long weekend, August 30th, 31st, and September 1st, 3 nights of music and camping on the farm. And I've seen the lineup. There's amazing bands and DJs, lots to enjoy. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, check that out. And check out the music that we're about to play.
Yeah. tell me, needs me, speech first, memory, tells me, needs me, nowhere, nowhere, nowhere.
Welcome back one last time this hour, just so we can talk a little bit about the different circles you heard there. And thank you for tuning in. Every Friday from 9 to 10, we play just a wide mix of music, as evident from today's show. And I hope that you enjoy some, if not all, of these tunes. We started off that last set with The Avengers' Teenage Rebel, recorded in 1978 at the famed Iguana Studios. After that, we heard a band that should be legendary as well, but also kind of in obscurity, The Poles with CN Tower from 1977. And just for context, the CN Tower construction began on February 6, 1973, and was completed in 1976, a year before this song was recorded and released. It's as hard-hitting then as it is today, just as far as energy goes. Another song that always hits me with a lot of energy is La Tigra's TKO, and that is off their 2004 album, This Island, their third studio album. And just because I wanted to hear it, Patrick Kelly and Jorge Sakara's With Memory Fails Me off Catholic. And I'm so glad to enjoy it. What a legendary album. Thank you. Wherever you are, stay safe. Oh, and there's one more amazing tune we've been listening to throughout my show today. We've been hearing Hans Zimmer with You're So Cool, the main title song from the film True Romance out in 1993. I really love it, so I'm going to finish out my hour by turning it up and letting you enjoy it. Tune back in next Friday from 9 to 10 for some more different circles. It'll be different, and I'll be playing music available in circles and otherwise from different circles and scenes. Thank you.
Conversations that cross generations at Kingston Writers Fest, September 25th through 29th, 2024. Enjoy engaging discussions and readings with renowned Canadian authors in on-stage author events, writer's studio masterclasses, and special gatherings surrounding the stories and topics that matter to you, like renowned Canadian authors Danny Ramadan, Helen Humphreys, Vincent Anioke, Carol Off, Lisa Moore, and MJ Vasanji, alongside a trivia night, brunches and lunches, an open mic, and a cabaret-style evening in in honor of Stephen Hyten. For more information, festival passes, and single event tickets, check out kingstonwritersfest.ca. Student pricing for many events is available.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
More noise, please.